Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now it's time for film reviews. And the first film to be reviewed is out next week. It's Jojo Rabbit from Taika Waititi, a New Zealand director. It's based on Christine Lunan's book, Caging Skies, and it's about the title character, Johannes, or Jojo Betzler, who's a member of the Hitler Youth and finds out that his mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their house, and it forces him to reevaluate his enthusiasm for the Hitler Youth. He's only about 10, but he's wrapped up in the whole thing. The story is a very good one. It's partly comic, and it did remind me a little bit of a Wes Anderson film I saw called Moonrise Kingdom, with Edward Norton and some of the usual Wes Anderson things. It's been made in that kind of style. The film isn't very serious because it's a satire, and it makes its point through humour. It sets up Jojo as a protagonist. It sets up, you know, his imaginary friend Adolf Hitler, and it portrays some of the tragedy of the Second World War and sets its sights firmly on Hitler and the Nazis to take the mickey out of them, but from the point of view of a little lad who up until that time has had the sort of Nazi ethos inculcated in him, and to that point he's believed it, and then towards the end of the film his whole world falls down around his ears. Stylistically, as I say, it's very Wes Anderson, and it's definitely worth your time. Some of the reviews which are out already aren't that flattering about this film, and I do think they're unfair. The cast is excellent. The lad that plays Jojo, Roman Griffin Davis, is really good. He's an excellent little actor. Some of the other cast, I mean, this is not a small cast. It's Rebel Wilson, Stephen Merchant, Alfie Allen, and Sam Rockwell. And it's a really good little, I say independent film. It's from Fox Searchlight, now owned by Disney. But if you see it in the local cinema, do go and watch it. I think it's certainly worth your time and your money. So that's Jojo Rabbit, out soon in the UK. The next one is Little Women. Now, this is based on the Louisa May Alcott story, exploring the lives of the March sisters in 1860s New England in the aftermath of the Civil War, about Meg, Jo, Amy and Beth. Now, the cast for this particular film is Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson, Florence Pugh and Eliza Scanlon playing the sisters, Laura Dern as their mum, and amongst others, in no particular order, Timothy Chalamet as a love interest, Meryl Streep as a grumpy aunt, Tracy Letts as a slightly sort of almost but not quite misogynistic publisher, James Norton as another love interest, and Chris Cooper as the sort of old kindly neighbour. The story is a little bit Pride and Prejudice-y, if you like that kind of thing, and I happen to like that kind of thing, in as much as it's about marrying, you know, for its time, the right man with the right income, because, you know, even in the United States, women couldn't own property of their own and were seen as sort of hitched to someone else, in much the same way as in Pride and Prejudice the Bennet sisters were. And, you know, the story is a kind of kindred spirit there. The film itself jumps back and forwards in time in terms of its narrative, so you see particularly the story is told through Jo's eyes mainly, her writing her bits and pieces for whoever she wrote for, and earning an independent living eventually when she sees the book Little Women published under her name, and, you know, what happens to Meg and Amy and Beth in the story, and it plays to what happens at the time. I'm not really prone to sort of like bonnet dramas as such. I'll watch them, but I don't sit there and enjoy them. I saw this and I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was an excellent little film. I haven't seen any other film adaptations of Little Women, and I know there are one or two that live long in the memory because people happen to like them kicking around. But certainly this is this is my first time watching it. I haven't read the book. I think the closest I've come to anything by Louisa May Alcott is having gone past the house where she lived when I went to Concord in Massachusetts 20 years ago or so. But certainly if you like it, then do go and watch it. It is not a bad film to watch in any case. The only thing I found confusing was the jumping backwards and forwards in time from, you know, where people are now to where they were in the past, and enjoying their youth before, you know, the hardness of life kicked in. But it's a lovely little film, and do go and watch it. And I think this film is released in the UK on Boxing Day and possibly everywhere else as well. So that's Little Women, worth watching, and Jojo Rabbit, also worth watching. Those are our films this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.